from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombing of Syrian hospital believed to have been by Russian planes. The sound of men frantically digging through the debris after an airstrike in Syria's Idlib province left a hospital completely decimated. The hospital in northwest Syria was supported by Doctors Without Borders. Despite a ceasefire that was supposed to get underway in a week, a spokesman told Reuters the bombing was a deliberate attack and that 8 staff members are missing. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the airstrikes were believed to have been carried out by Russian aircraft, killing and wounding dozens of people. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond called on Russia to scale back its bombing in Syria.
The Russians can end this if they want to. They can make this cessation of hostilities work by scaling back their bombing and redirecting it against the real terrorists rather than bombing the moderate opposition. But if the Russians think that the moderate opposition are going to lay down their weapons while they carry on bombing moderate opposition positions, they're wrong. That's not going to happen.
Also on Monday, a missile struck a children's hospital in the northern town of Azaz, killing at least 10 people. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu had said today that his country will not let Syrian Kurdish fighters take that town of Azaz. Turkey shelled the U.S.-backed Kurdish People's Protection Unit's fighters several times in recent days, and Mr. Davutoğlu warned that if the Kurds do not withdraw from a nearby airbase, then Turkish forces will make it unusable. Syria accused Turkey of sending ground troops into Aleppo province on Saturday. Turkey's defense minister denied the allegations and said the military has no plans to deploy its forces across the border. This is VOA.